May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 792. Faith in the bleeding Lamb. Oh, what a gift is this. Hope of salvation in his name. How comfortable 'tis. Hymn 792.
Thank you. help us to read together from his holy word, from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. Take heed that ye do not your alms before men to be seen of them, otherwise ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, for ever. Amen. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Moreover, when ye fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thine head, and wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. May the Lord bless the reading of his holy word. Now may help us and teach us to pray. Almighty God, once more we would reverently come before thee. We would be drawn in thy fear. We would know that the place whereon we stand is holy ground. For, O Lord, we can only come one way, and it is a new and living way. Lord, it's thy way. Oh, to be favoured then to view this night yon lovely man. Lord, we may be faint, yet may we be pursuing. May we truly be found hungering and thirsting after righteousness. O Lord, thou knowest our great need because of our great sin. Lord, we remain a sick sinner. We remain, Lord, born in sin, shapen in iniquity. We remain foul to the fountain. Lord, we would fly. One so summed it up, behold, I am vile. And Lord, out of the heart proceed those things that defile. And Lord, we prove they do continually. Defiled throughout by sin. And oh, how it shapes all, every thought, every word, every deed. But oh, do favour us to come now. Do favour us to roll the burden upon the Lord. And know thy sustaining. And yet, Lord, we have great need to give thanks. We once more will come before thee, Lord, and give humble thanks for thy sparing mercies in spite of all. Lord, we've each been brought safely to thy house. We've been kept in the past days. And Lord, oh, accept our praise, our thanksgiving for every mercy. But oh Lord, thou knowest the pathway of each. And thou knowest the need, Lord, of each dear family. Oh Lord, we do plead, oh, that thou would help at this time. Draw near, Lord, each in their various needs. Oh, may they know that underneath are those everlasting arms of love and mercy. Lord, may they know that that brings together a casting of the burden upon the Lord together then. Oh, a finding, Lord, thee in the very depth. O Lord, a leaning upon their beloved. O Lord, help me, and oh, a peace be still. How it is needed, and how it is needed in dear younger ones also. O Lord, the peace of God does pass understanding. Lord, our groaning is not hid from thee. Blessed, blessed be thy holy name. And Lord, thou dost know the pathway that each one does take. O Lord, we do beg then that thou would undertake in the dear children. May they know the blessings of prayer. May they know help from above. May they know, Lord, the secret of the closet. O Lord, didst thou not say, suffer the little children to come unto me. Thou didst put thy hands on them and bless them. Lord, none are too young to pray. Oh, do grant to them answers of peace. But oh, do help us, Lord, dear parents, grandparents, mothers, fathers in Israel, to bear their precious, never-dying souls before the throne of grace. Lord, to be with them in all the pathway of life. Lord, in all the goings, in their lying down also. O Lord, appear in this, we do plead. And Lord, grant that settled rest, knowing, Lord, it is with thee. We do pray, Lord, that thou would, in mercy, enable each one then to seek first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and know that all these things shall be added unto you. O, any, Lord, desiring to know thy way, and show me now thy way. Oh, do make the crooked things straight and the rough places plain. Lead them in a plain path, looking unto Jesus, to be the author and finisher of their faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand. Lord, we do plead then that there may be that his track I see, and I'll pursue the narrow way till him I view. In mercy do remember each as dear parents. Lord, they need thy help. O Lord, do undertake then day by day, and O do truly prove my God shall supply all your need, according to those riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Provide that suitable. Lord, our dear friends, they need that hope. Oh, we do pray that thou would go before in this. Make a way then. And in mercy, Lord, be with this church and people together as they bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. And Lord, thou knowest each need and each concern and those hidden things. Lord, we do pray for our dear younger friend this night, unable to be with us and gather round thy table. Lord, we do beg that thou would, Lord, strengthen him, bless him. Lord, have we not proved on the evening of thy day how thou didst so come and bless thy word? Lord, grant him that peace of God then that does pass understanding in his own soul, we pray. And Lord, may there be others exercised. May there be others, Lord, travailed for. May there be others, this is the way, walk ye in it. It is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. Lord, we plead then that thou would blessedly work and prove on this rock I will build my church, and the powers of hell shall not prevail against it. O Lord, thou knowest those hidden ones. Thou knowest those that wait for the moving in the tops of the mulberry trees. O Lord, do favour them, Lord, to know, Lord, thy word. Do favour them with that help. Do favour them above all with a looking unto Jesus, confessing their sins. And oh, do favour them to know the blessing, Lord, being able to say, God-given faith, my Lord and my God. Do remember, Lord, dear friends in their afflictions, and Lord, we think, a dear friend absent from us, old age and all the afflictions. O Lord, do, we would pray, grant that help. Be with those that in love tend to him. And Lord, we do beg that thou would visit. O Lord, do rend the heavens and come down. May there be truly a strengthening in soul before their ears are going hence. We need that preparation, Lord, whether we're older or younger, to stand before thy face. In mercy then, hear our poor cries in these things. And Lord, do, we would pray, remember and strengthen our dear friend at the desk and each deacon. And Lord, may this church and people lift up their arms in prayer. Guide them, direct them. Grant that single eye to thy honour and thy glory. Help them, O Lord, in all the pathway. And Lord, thou knowest each that bears burden. Thou knowest, Lord, each one and every concern. Lord, do, we would pray, help, Lord. May there be that angel being caused to fly swiftly about the time of the evening oblation. We give thanks, Lord, where thy healing hand and thy restoring mercies have been known. Oh, we do plead that thou would fully restore in that good measure. Oh, may there be a proving, I am the Lord that healeth thee. I will restore and do work in these things to thy honour, to thy glory, to thy praise. We would not forget those about this house of prayer. Thou knowest, Lord, those that are thine. Thou canst yet go out into the highways, hedges, blessed Spirit of truth. Thou canst yet, Lord, grant that compelling power outside of the doors and within. O Lord, that, Lord, thy house might be filled. Lord, this is thy work. O leave us not, neither forsake us in this dark day and generation. The wicked truly spreadeth himself as a green bay tree. Great power. Those of the synagogue and Satan and power of darkness, Lord. It is known in our land. And Lord, we are much left to the wisdom and knowledge of man. But O Lord, O do hear the cries that thou would raise up those men, women of prayer. Lord, thrust forth those, Lord, in thy great and holy name, to sound the alarm, with voice to wake the dead. Oh, we do plead, Lord, that thou would grant pastors after thine own heart to feed with knowledge and understanding. In mercy, then, hear our cries in this also. Now, Lord, we would turn to thy holy word. Lord, do grant thy word. Open it up. Have mercy upon us, Lord. May it all be in mercy. May it all be in covenant love. Lord, do help us to look unto Jesus, to find the deep that couches beneath. We plead, certainly I will be with thee. We plead, Lord, the leading of thy blessed Spirit. We plead, Lord, those suitable words. We plead that to thy honour and glory, and that for the good of precious, never dying souls. Send none empty away this night. Send none, Lord, to go out of the doors of thy house. And the enemy, Lord, speak, see, I told you so. Nothing for you. Send none despairing home. O Lord, arise. O Lord, arise. Thou knowest each need, and thou knowest those in a low place. Lord, and we would remember thee as we would come to thy table. O Lord, consider him that endured. Lord, do favour us in this. And Lord, may there be others exercised in this also. Consider him that endured. Now, Lord, do help us then. Do forgive. Help in the singing of the hymns, in prayer and in praise then, as we ask it in that one precious name of Jesus, for his sake. Amen.
Hymn 344. For us the dear Redeemer died. Why are we then ashamed? We stand forever justified and cannot be condemned. The Lord help us to sing as a prayer if we cannot sing in confidence. Hymn 344.
in humble and complete dependence upon the Lord for needed help. I direct your prayerful attention to the portion that we read in the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 6, and the second part of verse 10. Matthew, chapter 6. I'll read the whole verse, verse 10. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Is not the word that I thought I had for this evening hour, but it has come with weight and it is laid upon my spirit. And truly, at times, with the Lord's word, the Lord sends his servant, as we find in Psalm 38, as an heavy burden, they are too heavy for me. This is no light word. The prayer that the Lord taught his dear disciples, the prayer that the Lord gave to his dear disciples, the prayer that the Lord gave to his church, his people, down to the end of time, is no light prayer. It is good when it's read. It's good when it's spoken. When I was a boy in our school, all 500 odd boys assembled every morning, either the head or the deputy head would, amongst those prayers, always include the Lord's Prayer. It wasn't a Church of England school, but it was done, and there was that to the Lord's honour and the Lord's glory. I still can recall one or two assemblies, and they were good times. So we would not condemn when the Word of God is read, even in those so-called red prayers. Who can tell if the Lord will work? But, oh, what a difference. What a difference when the Lord's dear people are deeply, blessedly, in a sense, led into the truth as it is in Jesus. After this manner, therefore pray ye, as a focus of the prayer, as an Our Father which art in heaven. Can we say it? Do we shrink from it? Oh, Our Father which art in heaven, my Father, the dear hymn writer expresses it, is it Anne Steele? Blissful name, oh may I call thee mine, may I with sweet assurance claim a portion so divine. So our dear friend has just given out that hymn to be prayed over. Oh, plead so. Don't shrink, don't cut the word of God out. Our Father, it says, pleading. Who can tell? Who can tell if the Lord will hear? If the Lord will help? And oh, this prayer goes up. The heaven of heavens cannot contain thee. Oh, this prayer enters in, which art in heaven. It gives him all the honor, gives him all the glory. I condemn, and I'm not standing here, and I'm not sent to condemn the prayers of any. But I have been in places, not thankfully amongst our churches, where there is such a familiar spirit. They come before their God in such a familiar way. As one dear servant of Christ used to express it, they rush in, as it were, and they drag him down. We should never forget gathering one evening in a foreign capital. It was a Church of England place. No other place was open. And, oh, the total lack of even something of reverence that was there that night. Solemn. I'm not here to cast stones, but oh, so every member, and dear younger ones, he is in heaven. Hallowed, holy be thy name. Isaiah saw it, didn't he? Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty. Posts of the doors moved at the voice of him that spake. We read it in places in the Lord's word where, oh, how they fell down at his glorious presence. And oh, the need for that reverence then, that holiness. I know the Lord can alone give it, and that faith, that belief, that trust, thy name. May it have all the honour, all the glory, all the praise, and may there be a single eye in all the need. But then, thy kingdom come. Is there that within you? Kingdom within you. Is there that without you? Oh, can you come and ask him to rule and ask him to reign? Ask him to take dominion. Ask him to blessedly possess. Oh, are we there? Do we then bow down before this King of Kings and Lord of Lords and know no will but his? Thy kingdom come. O Lord, come in mercy. O Lord, come this night. Mine's an urgent pressing case. Come, Lord, in our worship. Come as we go to thy word to read it. Come as we go to the throne of grace. Thy kingdom come. But also, and I've sometimes pondered this, we truly pray for thee. The Lord's kingdom to come. And oh, to be all taken up by him. To be loose from all here below. having a desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better. Have you ever been there? Blessed, blessed spot and place, thy kingdom come. Oh, hold in this world with a loose hand, desiring that for your precious, never-dying soul. And oh, then what is this world to me? It is but dung and dross compared with him, the chiefest among 10,000 and the altogether lovely, my Lord, my God, my Saviour. Oh, that glorious heavenly High Priest, do you long tonight? Do you long so to be favoured to say, thy kingdom come? You know, some senses I wonder whether I'm right in just venturing with the latter sentence in this text, because there is one here. Is it right to separate him? Thy kingdom come. When we come up to his house and desire for the Lord's kingdom to come, desire to know his will, desire to know his help, desire, Lord, that thou would rule and reign in thy house this day, that thou would so rend the heavens and come down, that there may be a leading into the precious truth as it is in Jesus. O Lord, that the sinner might be laid low, and thou thyself lifted high on the pole of the everlasting gospel. That thou thyself would so come, oh, that there might be an abundant entrance into thy heavenly kingdom, and in a sense, you know, an abundant entrance into the truth as it is in Jesus. That blessedly, gloriously shines, thy kingdom come. And if you've known it once, oh, you'll desire it again, and again, and again. Thinking of our dear young friend, unable to be with us this night, my mind went back to years ago now, looking after the little ones at home. Thy kingdom come, how the Lord came. What a burden that was, what a desire that was, what a pressing toward the mark that was, what an all taken up by thee that was. Thy kingdom come. But then, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Now really, there are two things with this word. One requires much submission. One walks the pathway of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Oh, as he comes into the garden in Gethsemane, true holy ground. But the other, and again, I would not separate it, it's so blessedly interlinked. But oh, you know, there is that where the soul, yes, has that blessing in Christ Jesus, and faith views the end. Faith knows the will, of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ and their prayer as they stand on that holy ground is for the Lord's will to be done in earth as it is in heaven. Blessed, blessed spot. That rock which is Christ. That is blessedly, blessedly unmovable. Well, may the Lord help us then to find the deep that couches beneath. Thy deep reverence, isn't it? Not unto us, not unto us, but unto thy name, that honour and that glory. The focus continues, you see, it begins, Our Father, hallowed, thy kingdom, thy will be done. This prayer indeed goes up. This prayer puts the crown on the right place, on the right head. This prayer is a desire of the Church of Christ, the desire of precious, never-dying souls. Thy will. But O soul, nevertheless do you shrink from it. Well, what company is here? When we read of the pathway of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and saith to the disciples, sit ye here, while I go and pray yonder. Did we touch it last Lord's Day evening? That sit still, my daughter. Sit ye here, while I go and pray yonder. Come on to his church and people. You see, the Lord blessedly works. They are to sit ye here. Oh, the Lord blessedly goes before. Thy will to be done in earth as it is in heaven. I think of that word where the Lord had spoken to the dear disciples of his pathway. He'd spoken of Gethsemane, the judgment hall, Calvary. And Peter takes his master and tries to rebuke him. Not so, Lord. Get thee behind me, Satan. Savourest, yes, the things of the devil, not the things of God. Oh, soul, what a blessing, what a favour, to be granted that single eye to his honour and his glory, to be granted obedience, to humbly sit ye here, while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee and began to be sorrowful. You know that, sorrowful. But we told you before, understand the, in the original English, there was that full of sorrow. And when we're full of something, there's no room for any more. There's a heavy burden, too heavy for me, and very heavy. Oh, this was so weighty. You know, those of old, they didn't have the modern means of transport that we have. It had to be carried. It had to be born. your Lord, your Saviour, had to carry it all. And oh soul, you and I, there's no easy way here. There's a narrow way. There's that looking unto Jesus. There is that to be carried. There's an heavy burden, too heavy for me. Thy will be done in earth. Then saith he unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Oh, do you come in, heavily burdened. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Tarry ye here. Again, there it is again. Tarry ye here and watch with me. Watch and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. What I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. Waiting for the moving of the waters, waiting on your Lord and your Saviour. And he went a little further, and he's gone a little further. Blessed, blessed be his holy name. Thy will to be done in earth as it is in heaven. And fell on his face. This is the Lord of life and glory. What a burden is here. And you and I shrink from it. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Men ought always to pray, always. Take the word apart, put it back together again, always so. And not to faint. He went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, the prayer rung out of the soul, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. We read in another gospel that there appeared that angel from heaven strengthening him. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. As an heavy burden, they are too heavy for me. Lord, my pathway, my sins, my iniquities, my failings, all that I am, Lord, the sickness of sin, that is with me continually, the evil imagination of the heart, that proceeds from the heart. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? But also, I was so struck. I know it's there. But oh, when we reached it in the reading, the Lord blessedly worked in it. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more, clothe you, O ye of little faith, much more? My grace is sufficient for thee. Thrice, dear Paul, pray, that that thorn in the flesh might be taken from him. But, oh, the Lord answered him, my grace sufficient. And, oh, to see the fullness in that grace sufficient for thee, that the blessedly flows, that the blessedly reaches. Well, I've spoken before of that pure river, clear as crystal, that proceeds out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. Soul, it's not a drip. Soul, it's not a trickle. Soul, it's not a stream that dries up. Soul, it's a river. It's a pure river, and it blessedly flows. My grace, sufficient for thee. But we go on. Let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. Yes, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven, as a heavy burden, too heavy for me. He then cometh unto the disciples, and findeth them asleep, and saith unto Peter, what, could ye not watch with me 1 hour? You know, I've heard the Lord's dear servant say, and oh, there is that born from the Lord's word in the scripture of truth. There is that here concerning the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Those heaviest burdens are born alone. But oh, don't forget that river. Don't forget my grace sufficient for thee. Don't forget strength made perfect in weakness. Watch and pray. There's the exaltation again. Prayer made without ceasing, that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. You see, it continues. He went away again the second time and prayed. It's not one soul. There's a heavy burden too heavy for me. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. It's not one. As a going to and fro in this burden, in this exercise. The Lord of life and glory. Don't be surprised by it. Watch and pray then. Went away again the second time and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. And he left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. What a going to there was in the garden. And oh, do we follow very, very far off. But oh, you see, his track I see, and I'll pursue the narrow way till him I view. The Lord alone can give that submission to his holy will. The Lord alone can seal it, my grace sufficient for thee. The Lord alone can strengthen before there is that going hence. I think of Elijah. The journey is too great for thee. Arise and eat. You know, the angel again bids him, commands him that second time to arise and eat. He went in the strength of that meat, we read, 40 days and 40 nights. What a strengthening. We read of him, how he ran before Ahab. Oh, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. You see, my grace sufficient for thee. Oh, soul, it's real. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Now, I must just say this in warning and in love. There are those that so casually use the word, dismiss it as it were. Well, if it is his will, it will be so. I don't come to his word like that. Oh, we would roll the burden upon the Lord and know his sustaining. We would see, commit thy way to the Lord, trust also in him and he shall bring it to pass. We would see that the Lord would provide and our eyes are up on thee. We would blessedly, yes, oh, look unto Jesus in this, but we would not be careless and indifferent. We would not be prayerless. We would desire before the Lord, oh, that to his honour, that to his glory, that to his eternal praise, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Now, this word, you see, what do we see in the earth? There's the old man of sin. There's that in man. There's the enemy, a chained foe, a defeated foe, but still, yes, has some dominion. Still, there is Satan's sin. Still, yes, a very real and a mighty foe. Satan hath desired to have thee that he may sift thee as wheat, but I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. Oh, but Lord, you see the contrast. There is that in glory where sin doesn't enter, where the old enemy cannot come. Oh, where there's a new song, where there's a blessed, blessed, blessed presence. You see, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. But, oh Lord, thou didst say, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Oh Lord, thou couldst make it. Oh, there's a spot upon this earth where thy kingdom comes, where thy will is done in earth as it is in heaven. Do you see it so? The Lord can do this. It's in this blessed prayer. Oh, you see then, the church of Christ, as we spoke this morning, is one. It's one accord and one place. Not only in that desire that flows in love and for love's sake one to another, but oh, it's one in their Lord and in their Saviour, one as that bride of Christ. Yes, knowing his will, doing his will, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. We've got another command to attend to at the Lord's table. I must come to this other part. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Oh, soul. It's a blessed, blessed place, you know, where a sinner knows his will. Where a sinner, as we said at the beginning, is found on that rock which is Christ. And they're unmoved there. They're built on that one foundation, Jesus Christ and Him crucified. What a contrast, oh, to the rage of sin. To the staggering to and fro and coming and reeling as a drunken man to our wit's end because of sin. What a contrast when blessed with love divine, all love excelling. And oh, we walk for love's sake. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. The Lord knows. Oh, the Lord knows. Don't shrink from the pathway, soul. Yes, we love Him because He first loved us. And love brings to compliance the will and causes the deed to be done. You know, His church, His people are one in this. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Well, the Lord knows, and the Lord knows each exercise, and the Lord knows each burden. And the Lord knows that we shrink from, and that we can truly say, draw me, and we will run after thee. May the Lord show his way. Show me now thy way. May the Lord lead into the truth as it is in Jesus. There is the end of prayer. Wherefore criest thou unto me? The Lord speaks to Moses, speak to the children of Israel that they go forward for love's sake. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And soul, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. It leads on, we haven't got the time to look at it, but give us this day our daily bread. Oh, that strength sufficient, you know, seen spiritually. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory for ever. Amen.
The collections last Lord's Day were £771, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Warren will administer the Lord's Supper after this service. Mr. Sayers will preach on Wednesday evening, and Dr. Sadler will preach next Lord's Day and hopes to address the Sunday School in the afternoon. And the collections next Lord's Day will be for our friends John and Ruth in their trouble at this time. God willing, there will also be a church meeting on Friday evening. And our friends at Oakington hope to hold a service of baptism on Saturday afternoon at 2:30. Let us close with hymn 229. Omnipotent Lord, my Saviour and King, thy succour afford, thy righteousness bring, thy promises bind thee compassion to have. Now let me find thee, almighty to save. Hymn 229.
Abundantly bless, Lord, thine own pure word, and strengthen for all thy will. Take us each as we come to the close of the services of thy house home in peace and safety. Now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.